Edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat for the first time this morning, and our guest today is Monica Lovell. I'm excited to hear about your trip this weekend.
Oh, it was fabulous, girl. It was God showed out, I tell you what.
That's awesome. Her title today is Be Encouraged. We do record in two parts, and we will try to get those uploaded to the website sometime this week. We're having some technical difficulties, so we'll get that done as soon as possible. We will be taking prayer requests, and we will stop about halfway through the program to pray. You can send your request to hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can text to 580-485-0837. Or you can also comment right on the broadcast on the Facebook Live, and we'll get it on paper and pray about halfway through the program. We will be having our we will be spinning the wheel for our March book giveaway today. And that book was called Pray Big for Your Child by Will Davis Jr. And don't just limit those prayers to your children. And then we will also be picking a new book to give away sometime today. So remember to like, share, and comment done to get on our list for the wheel. Did I cover it all?
Sponsor.
Oh, our sponsor for today is Grant's Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items.
You did great, sister.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here.
You're a great teacher.
It's all God, I promise.
He's amazing.
It's all the Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit is so faithful. He's so faithful.
Would you like to pray to start us out?
I will. Lord, I just come to you this morning as your daughter. I approach your throne with confidence that you love me and you do hear my prayers. And I am your daughter. And I just thank you for all that you do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you draw near this hour. Move me out of the way. And give me the words that you want me to speak to your people, to my brothers and sisters in Christ, so that they may be encouraged to go forth for you and let you lead them, guide them, and teach them in all your ways and write your laws on their hearts. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and not just an open heart to receive, Lord, but an open and teachable heart. An open heart to receive your Son, Jesus, as our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. And a teachable heart for your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct and teach us. And a soft heart so that you can write your laws on our heart. In Jesus' name, we just love you and praise you. Amen.
Amen.
I got a message this morning at 7 saying we don't have a guest. So you can share with what happened this weekend. So that's what we're going to do.
Perfect timing.
Moment's notice. And you know, Tina, whenever I was on my way here this morning, the Lord said it's a good day for new things. And I was like, okay, Lord, I like that. I like new days and I like new things. And then he just began to prepare my heart. And when I got here, I was like, oh, it's time.
It's time.
It's time to move. So there you are. How does it feel being in that seat?
It feels a little different, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well,
I've had plenty of time to prepare.
Put your hand out. Let me see your hand.
About normal. I'm always kind of shaky.
Well, girl, whenever I first came, I was hit and miss at first. When I first got invited and started coming, I was hit and miss, you know. And it was because I was still trying to surrender, you know, mm-hmm. everything to God. I was a new coming back to Christ.
Yes.
And whenever whenever I would come, I would kind of get in my feels a little bit. You know, I have feelings and emotions.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Imagine that. It can be a good thing, though. But God, he, you know, I would feel something. And I wasn't sure, you know, how I felt about what I was feeling.
Right.
So I would have to go and sit in it for a minute and invite God into it and be like, why am I feeling this way? And he would so sweetly, you know, his Holy Spirit would so sweetly whisper, well, you know, you got this going on and I really don't care for that too much. So, you know, one by one,
yes,
little by little, like an onion, layer by layer. And, you know, some of those layers will make you cry.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, the end result, whenever you, when you get all the layers off and you start, you know, you start to, when you're cooking with onions, I don't know about y'all, but I like grilled onions. Sauteed onions mm-hmm. on a mushroom burger. Mm. Oh, my goodness, with Swiss cheese.
Oh, yeah.
How many of you are getting hungry now?
I am.
You know, but we have to take that peel off, that skin, you know, mm-hmm. and we have to get it to where we can chop it up and put it in the pan so it can be used for its purpose. Mm. Same thing with an egg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that egg, it has a shell, but in order for it to be used for its purpose, it has to be broken. Even the boiled egg, when you boil it, you have to crack that shell to the egg to get to the goodness.
Mm, that's good.
And get the nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, you know, you can have your Bible sitting there all day long, but if you don't open it, it's not going to work for you.
Mm-mm.
But this program has really helped me grow a lot. And it's just, you know, I started praying, Lord, I need a new heart. He showed me that I had a heart of stone,
mm-hmm.
and I needed that replay. I needed a new heart, and he's faithful to give it.
Yes.
He's really
Amen.
Faithful. And yes. now I'm just a big sissy for the Lord, y'all. So I went on an adventure this weekend, y'all. I had my mom. Hi, Mom. I love you. And I had my sister, Renee, my baby sister. I love you, sister. And we, us three, went to Borger, Texas to the Aglow Spring Advancement. It was amazing. And, you know, it was like a challenge to get there. I mean, it was.
That's when you know it's going to be really good, when you hit obstacles.
For a minute, I thought I was going to have to get my boxing gloves, you know, and punch the devil in the nose and
right.
say, look here, sucker, I'm going to this thing because I know my God has something for me there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to stop me from going to get what my God has for me. I mean, we had to pull over at one time.
Oh, wow.
It was like that. And the wind, and it was like, I'm like, no, we're going to get there. You're not stopping. You're not going to clog my drain. You're not stealing what God has for me there. And it was so amazing. I'm just in awe. Lornell Hayes, Tina, Stella, the band, it was. And, it, you know, whenever I first started going back to church and I walked into Living Waters Church in Burns Flat with Pastor Dwight and Sharon Shepherd, when I walked in there, I heard the Lord tell me, Welcome Home. As I'm walking up the steps to go into the sanctuary, I literally heard the Lord said, Welcome home, my child. Welcome home. So I knew that I was in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I was a hit and miss at first there, too, because, you know, I mean, I would get in my feels, and then I'd have to go sit with them to figure them out, you know, process mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. Why am I feeling this way, Lord? And I had to move myself out of the way and not try to figure out why I'm feeling this way. Because my own understanding can get some stinking thinking sometimes. You know what I mean?
Oh, we all can.
And so mm-hmm. I just have to move myself out of the way and take it to the Lord. And Lord, and then I have to remain open-hearted mm-hmm. and receive, even if I don't like the answer. Even if I don't like it.
Our flesh doesn't most times.
Yeah. So I had to, you know, I've been through that, and I still go through that sometimes. But it's for me, it was the right place at the right time and with some amazing godly people. It was just one right after another, one thing right. The Lord, I went with some questions. I have been questioning some things in my life lately about my call, my purpose, and, you know, just about me. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions I had for God was, why am I so different? Why am I so different, Lord? Because I love people now. I used to. What are you laughing at?
I feel that.
Feeling me? So I used to be a very angry person, and it's because I had emotions and feelings that I didn't know how to process. Mm-hmm. And coming back to Christ, He has walked me through a lot of that. And I know whenever. I don't know how long ago it was. Maybe, I think it was last year sometime. Miss Lornell Hayes had a Bible study at her house. And it was Game Changers, a Glow International. If you have never done this Bible study, I want to encourage you to get in touch with the glowinternational.org and reach out to them. And ask them about this Game Changers Bible study. I tell you what, you know, I really had some. My main question was, why am I so different? And I struggle with that sometimes. Why am I so different? You know, and God was so sweet. It's okay that I'm different. God can use me to make a difference if I surrender it all to Him. I can make a beautiful difference. I was like, yeah, okay. He's like, yeah, I can use you and make a difference. Mm-hmm. And He made me different for a reason. There's not going to be another Monica. And I have to quit looking for me and others. And I have to look for Christ in others. I have to look at them. For me, going from a very angry, hurt, and I just assume punch you in the throat kind of person. Mm-hmm. To, oh, come here, let me love you. Let me just hug you like the Lord hugged me. Because there's healing in hugs. There's healing in hugs.
Mm-hmm. I think that tenacity that comes along with that anger, when it turns around and gets directed to the right place, God has good use for it.
He wants every. He created us in His image. Mm-hmm. He is not going to turn His back on His people. The Word of God even says it. Mm-hmm. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. For He cannot deny Himself. And that has been stirring in my spirit for a minute. You know, because there was a time that I did lose all faith. I didn't know my identity in Christ. You know, I knew it. I knew that Christ died for us, for people, for sin, you know, to free us from that. But I really didn't grab hold of it and receive it for me. I thought that was for them,
right?
For them, but it's not. And this Game Changers, it really helped me. And going to church and getting and reading my Bible, I do my best to read. I'm not going to say I read it every single day, because there are some days that life gets crazy. And I have to apologize for pushing His Word aside. But I do my best to every day get up before my feet hit the floor, pray. And surrender my day to God. Surrender it. Lord, You gave me this day. You know the plans I have for this day. I give it to You. Do what You want to do. Interrupt it however You want. I'm yours. And this Game Changers, it really, really helped me. And then Miss Lornell, Miss Hayes, she is an amazing lady of God. Being in that Bible study really helped me embrace my identity in Christ and get comfortable with who I am in Christ and take hold of being the new creature. And I struggled with that a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. And I really hadn't embraced it and just, you know, celebrated, you know? And it's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for the next one. I believe the next one is Life Changer. So I really am excited for that one.
That's awesome.
But if you are interested in doing a Bible study, I would highly recommend you doing the Game Changers by Glow International. It is amazing. It I'm going to read just the welcome part, some of it. And I hope that you get a drawing from the Holy Spirit and encouraged. Welcome to the 21st Century Game Changers, an effective personal development program crafted to change your game and the game of those around you. What it focuses on is helping you find your identity, discover your identity in Christ, and then help you embrace it. Because, you know, the Lord said we are to be salt and light. Mm-hmm. Well, He's my salt. He preserves me, and He helps me every day. And Monica is the flavor
okay.
that you get.
Mm-hmm.
you know, seasoned salt.
Yes.
I'm the seasoning to the salt. So I'm seasoned
That's
salt.
That's good stuff.
And I'm seasoned by His Holy Spirit. I'm the season. He's my salt. So this side is nerve-wracking sometimes, Tina. I want to be over there. You must change right now.
I'm just getting used to this spot. Sorry.
Yeah. We're both kind of. But I'm not going to say no. Mm-hmm. Because, we're supposed to be ready in season and out. Mm-hmm. And how can I learn if I don't go for it?
That's right.
If I don't show up, God cannot show out. And
you're doing great over there.
It don't feel like it, but it's okay. But it's okay because it's okay. It's okay.
Everybody that watches already loves you anyways.
It's okay. It's all Jesus anyway. So I'm just I'm just kind of nervous.
It's okay.
This side is different than that side, but it's okay. It's okay. So at the meeting this weekend, it was just, I can't even put into words. I was, just when I think the Lord can't woo me to Him anymore, bam, He woos me even more. And I was so wooed by God at this spring advancement. It was amazing. There was questions that I had, and it wasn't just somebody coming up and I asked them. It was, they were speaking and I got my answers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes.
It's amazing when that happens.
It's okay that I'm doing. And then I'm looking and I'm, you know, I like to dance. I like to put on worship music, and I like to dance around my living room. I like to dance for my Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's a form of worship. Mm-hmm. And praise. They were dancing at this meeting, and it was just, the music was amazing. The three that were out there dancing were amazing. And this little young boy, I don't know how old he was, but he was just he was learning from the two older girls. Mm-hmm. And he was doing fabulous. It was just so beautiful to watch them dance. And then to be involved in that worship, you could just feel God's presence. You could just feel the Holy Spirit. It was so amazing. It was so amazing. It was amazing. Did I say it was amazing? And they had these, they gave these out, and it's like stones. Mm-hmm. For the 12 tribes. So I brought you back that.
Thank you so much.
I thought about you.
I love it.
And then we had these white stones on the tables. And whenever you go up to sow a seed of love, then you brought a rock from your table. They were, you know, build an altar is what, you know, they followed the Holy Spirit, and that was one of the things that he had instructed was to build an altar there. So we brought these little stones up there and we all stacked them on, and it was, the move was just so, I can't even, to put it into words, it's going to take me a few days to really, I'm still processing it. Thank you, Lord. He said, it's okay. You're just still processing everything I did.
That's true.
I love you, Lord. I am still processing everything that I got from that meeting. It was power packed. Do we have any prayer requests?
I was keeping up with the live, and I was wondering, she started talking about the white rocks. Mm-hmm. At the end, and I wasn't sure what the white rocks were. So these are a piece of the altar. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah,
that
it
is
was
awesome.
Really, we all brought rocks up to the front as we sowed a seed of love. And then at the end, they said, we want you to take a piece of the rock.
That's
we want
awesome.
You to take a stone.
So So you brought me a piece of that altar.
And build an altar.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I had a lot of hurt and hate. Hurt that turned to hate. Mm-hmm. And hate clogs up, mm-hmm. you know, the connection. And it is just, it was hard to let go of some of the hate because Monica felt I had a right to feel this way. I was hurt. Mm-hmm. This, and this was done to me, so I have a right. I was wrong. I was wrong. Because the word talks about unforgiveness and hate and all of that turned to bitterness for me, and I was very bitter.
It festers and causes infection.
I would just assume punch you in the throat and keep walking than to say anything nice. But God took that hurt, that bitterness, that anger, and the fight that I had growing up. I liked to fight. Mm-hmm. So whenever I went into professional wrestling, I was like, yes, now I get paid to fight. It was, you know, for me back then, that was yes. Yes. But at this meeting, I learned that was part of my training. I had to go through that and surrender it for God to change it and mold it and make it to glorify Him. He can take anything that you give Him and turn it for your good. Mm. He took my fight. The ungodly. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, I took that ungodly fight. And now I fight the good fight.
Mm.
I'm not fighting against His people. Against my brothers and sisters. I'm fighting for them and with them now.
That's awesome.
Now would be a good time for some prayer requests. And we're doing some training also. We're doing double the blessings.